It's an interesting thing that Abraham was so involved with the choosing of a wife for Isaac, given that Abraham himself had such a bad track record when it came to marriage. Things got so out of shape in Abraham's marriage with Sarah that Abraham took a second wife, Hagar. They had a son, Ishmael, and both mother and son suffered horribly as the environment in Abraham's home became utterly toxic, thanks to Sarah. Genesis 16:6 says, "And when Sarai dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face." So this is the man who's going to guide his son to find his soulmate? Abraham's incompetence in the area of matrimony impressed on him the importance of marriage being done the right way. When it comes to something as important as uniting two lives forever, it's always best to do it God's way. It's always a giant mistake not to. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written.